Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists will never give up. Trust me, folks. Don't think we've won anything. Don't think the Constitution means anything to the left. Don't think you've won when you get an overturn of something as evil as Roe v. Wade. Don't think you've won when you get something that turns over the EPA and says you can't regulate how people go out and provide an income to them, you know, to the world. And I'm not talking about allowing companies to be dirty, because we don't want that anyway as conservatives. In fact, I've said this many times, I'll say it again. Conservatives are the best stewards of the planet of anybody. Any country, the American conservative is the best steward of any planet. We understand resources, natural resources. We care about clean air, clean water, clean whatever, clean energy. We care about it all. The only difference is we're very circumspect in how it gets done. We are not going to be bought out by some lobby that says global climate change is the biggest existential threat, whatever. We're not falling for that nonsense. That's the difference. But let me just tell you this. Don't think you've won. When you win, you've only won a battle. These people are still at war with you, because leftist loons will continue their attempt to bring insanity to everything we accomplish. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is where you can find details about everything that we do. And I hope you will. Let me say this, people listening to this show and listening to me. There is no fight for us. This is not a fight. We only search for truth. If we are fighting, we fight to honor the Constitution. We fight to honor common sense. And not like when I talk about honoring the Constitution, I'm not talking about the way leftists look at it. Like, y'all are so, you're diabolical in looking at this Constitution. The Constitution. They're flippant in describing it. They want the Constitution to be a flimsy little document that can flow with the wind and the whims of leftism. You want to know what else they treat that like? They treat it like the Bible. They say the Constitution is just a document designed by a bunch of old white men wearing wigs. Who cares what they knew? The only thing they knew was from back in the day. They didn't know anything that would withstand the test of time. They didn't know we were going to have, you know, the internet. They didn't know that we were going to have assault rifles. They didn't know that we were going to have nuclear weapons. They didn't know we were going to. It's all the stuff that they didn't know. Because let me explain, leftists know more than their predecessors. They've evolved because they call themselves progressives. They've evolved. So they know more. I don't know if you've experienced it, but let me put it to you this way. If you've raised teenage kids or you raise kids, they know more than the parents. They know more than the people that came before them. They have nothing to learn from the past because they live in the present, and whatever lame brain, silly idea, whimsical thing that comes along, they fall for it. And they think they're smarter than we are because they're willing to go for the new. Woohoo, look at us. You people are so stuck, you conservatives. You know, conservatives conserve. You don't evolve. You still want to wear that seersucker suit. You wear your hair the way God gave it to you. You know, blonde, brunette, or black, or whatever. That's the way you wear your hair. You are so conventional. You just need to step out of the box, man. You need to give everything a chance, because you know what? Ideas are out there floating around and we should be grabbing them. How dare you be stuck on convention? How dare you be stuck on the convention of a document that was ordained by God, that has God all the way through it? How dare you not want to do separation of church and state? How dare you not want to go with the flow with the LGBTQ movement? So now we're using all different pronouns. How dare you thwart real science of man and woman and decide that there's all these different genders and sexualities and what have you? How dare you? How dare you have a systems of norms that say pedophilia is actually bad? Or a system of norms that say, you know what, you have the right to protect yourself. See, we look at the Constitution with almost the same reverence as the Bible. It is second only to the Bible. Why? Because, folks, certain things in our lives are timeless. Family, as an example. I don't know how you feel, but I would have hated for my mother to birth me and then leave me on a porch, you know, somewhere, just at whoever decided to raise me. I would have hated that. That's the reason why I don't like the foster care system, because nobody should be better than your parent. Unless you're a leftist, then everybody can be better than your parent. In fact, you want to know who the best parent is for leftists? I know you're going to go with me, my parishioners listening to this sermon. Government. Government is a better daddy than anybody, right? Government is a better mommy than any mommy could be. Especially when the left can't even determine what a man or a woman is. Be what you want to be. See, they don't think gender roles matter in the upbringing of a child, but we know. We understand what a father means to his children. We understand what a mother means to her children. They don't. They believe government can replace it because, you know, government gets up in the middle of the night and feeds that crying baby with colic. Government goes to graduations and soccer games and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and weddings and all, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but government is there. You just don't see it. He's taking your money, but he's there. Government. The tired old document of the Constitution that asks you to that for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Timeless, folks. Natural law as divined by God. To be honest with you, we don't need a Constitution to understand that. I don't need a Constitution to tell me my God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that Constitution does mean something because brilliant men put their wants, their needs, and their desires aside to write a document that withstands the test of time. Particularly, pay attention to me, people, I'm preaching. If we remove lawyers. But that's what Washington is full of, isn't it? Washington is full of people who can interpret for you what the founding fathers ordained, what they decided, what they were looking at. They got all the answers because, you know, they're the children of those founding fathers and they know more because the children always know more. So the 14th Amendment applies to illegals. No, we know it applies only to slaves. Slaves that were brought over here from other countries. But no, the Democrats know more, so we have a run at the border because they've decided they know more. Well, you know what I know? I know these people are evil, and I know they shouldn't be trusted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Every day when I get up to do a show, 2 hour show, 5 days a week, research, and I look at all the news that's coming in, and it's a bombarded. I mean, you just bombard it. It's just being dropped all over the place, and you got to try to grab it out of the air. You know, you can think of it in any analogy you want, any metaphor, plate spinning, hamster wheel, whatever. It is never ending. And when I tell you it's never ending, if I did nothing but give you the titles of things and say, okay, what do you guys want to talk about on the Kevin Jackson Show today? It would probably not even be what I cover. You may have an idea, oh, I'd like to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, or I'd like to talk about the big cheat that's coming up in the next series of elections, or the big cheat that happened in the previous election, or what Kamala Harris said or Joe Biden did when he was embarrassing America somewhere, and on and on and on. And I'll tell you, I could bring up three more topics and you'll go, oh, let's do that one, Kevin. It never stops. You are in a continual war with leftism. And let me just, I'm going to break it down for you to make it as simple as I can, folks. This is not a battle with leftism. This is a battle with evil. This is a battle with people who want to take you down to your core. They want to destroy you at your core. Because, see, to superficially destroy you means you can heal and get back. But if I can destroy you to your core, that's the game for them. And it is a game. When I say destroy somebody to their core, what am I talking about? I'm talking about destroy their family. There are certain things that happen that are psychologically based. You can go look this up for yourselves if you want. When you get a guy, he's a sexual predator, for example. What does he do? He's a predator. He gets a child. He lures them away from their family. And then he says, you cannot have any contact with family or friends. What is the first thing they need to destroy? Your belief that something can protect you. You know what protects you? Do you know how you grow up feeling when you have a functional family? You grow up feeling protected. Ask any of my sons. Did they ever, for 1 minute, feel unprotected by their family? The answer is an absolute, quick, and emphatic no. I can tell you this, I lost my mom, she died, my dad was in prison. My uncle, God rest his soul, Uncle Willie, stepped up, he talked to me, I will never forget this conversation, I can see it like it happened yesterday. And he says to me, now boys, to me and my brother, he says, your mother's passed away. He says, and your daddy's not here. So he goes, I'm never going to be your father, but he goes, I want you to understand something, I'm here to protect you. Nobody gets to you except through me. I can hardly say it without tearing up. And I never forgot that because my uncle said, nobody will bother you. Nobody. And I cannot explain to you how important that was to me as a kid. I had confidence beyond belief. I don't know what my brother thought about it. I don't. I should ask him. But I remember that conversation. I know exactly where I was sitting in my grandmother's house in the den. I know exactly where I was sitting, where my uncle was. I can see that picture as clear as I can see where I'm looking at right now. And I never forgot it. And because my uncle was, I looked at him as he is a protector, that people better not mess with him. I felt protected. I guarantee you, my kids feel the same way. And it was family that stepped up. It wasn't government. It wasn't some bureaucrat. It wasn't a stranger that I met at a bus station. I knew. And let me tell you, it didn't matter. I don't care what's, I could have been, I remember my older brother telling me one time, he said, man, he said, somebody made the comment like, that they would get me. My brother immediately said, he said, man, if you did something to Kevin, he said, you have no idea how much family would be looking. He goes, we wouldn't rest until we got. And my friend made it as a joke. And my brother immediately fired back. Man, he said, we would have. He goes, family would never. We would never quit looking for you. And it was a tongue in cheek, but he was serious. And you know why I remember these statements? Because I knew the importance of family. You think kids growing up have that feeling that I had as a kid? I asked earlier in the broadcast, did you ever believe you would, well, paraphrasing, but I said, did you ever believe you would fight this hard to live a normal life? I'm talking about you. What do you see as normal life? Well, you grow up, you get your degree, your whatever your lot in life is, whatever job you're going to have. You go to work, you find a mate, you get together, you have kids, you love and enjoy your kids, you spend time with family and friends and the occasional vacation, you fellowship in some way, maybe belief in a higher power, I hope you have that, I certainly do, and you know, that's the routine of life, procreation, being a good solid citizen of the world. And if you're lucky, you may find a little bit of fame and fortune, if whatever it is. And if you're smart about it, it isn't something you pursue. It's just something that happens and you stay grounded and you leave a, quote, legacy and you move on. And you say, okay, kids, it's my time has ended. My light has shined bright. You pass that torch on to your children and you move on. That's normal. Yeah. I'll tell you this, I never dreamed I would fight this hard just to have normal life. I know that life deals you lemons, or melons if you're dyslexic. But as the saying goes, if life deals you lemons, make lemonade, which is what we do every single day as conservatives. No matter what they do to raise taxes or to do some stupid piece of legislation, we get out there and we suffer through it. And the Bible tells you, hey, look, I didn't promise you that life was going to be easy, but I promised you that I would always be looking out for you. This is what God says. There's a lesson in everything that I'm doing for you. So don't worry about what is happening, why somebody dies. That's the nature of life and death. Or why did this person die young and things like this. It's not for us to understand. It isn't going to be easy, but lessons come with each one of those things. Trust me, I know this. So anyway, am I just beginning to welcome everybody to the program? Welcome, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. We are discussing why tradition and things like the Constitution and the Bible are so important. I want to remind you folks today, and I know I'm taking a little time to do this, but I want to remind you of the things that the left say routinely. Some of these things you may have heard, others you may not have heard. Let's end this segment with 100 seconds of Joe Biden and what the RNC put together of this crazy man.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway.
From Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in.
The idea that
Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One,
Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hunter Biden's lawyers insist he's divested from a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but refuse details of the sale. Chinese business records still list Hunter Biden as an owner of the Chinese investment firm BHR Partners. The CDC has announced drug overdose deaths surged by 30% during the first year of the pandemic, with Black and Native American communities being hit the hardest. Fentanyl has accelerated the crisis, and since President Biden's open border policy, the abundance of fentanyl in America has seen the black market price drop dramatically. Dr. Edward Chapman, a physician in Washington, D.C., tells PBS ODs continue to climb in his area.
And then we saw another 4 or 5% increase between 20 and 21. So our overall increase since 2019 has been about 50%.
USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence and his former boss President Trump will hold dueling rallies in Arizona on Friday as they stump for rival candidates. Once again, they will cross paths and deliver speeches on the same day in Washington. An elections director in Washington State's King County says her office is asking the sheriff's office to investigate people who put signs near ballot boxes warning that they were under surveillance. Summertime brings the usual suspects to the forefront.
Dangerous temperatures are being felt from California to Massachusetts, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat warnings or advisories. The National Weather Service said that more than 60 new record highs will be set across 20 states by the end of the week. As of Tuesday, 85 large fires were burning more than 3 million acres in 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stand strong, my conservative amigos, because you are on the side of righteousness in every way, in a common sense way, in a God-loving way. I used to say God-fearing, but you should. It's not about fearing God. It's about loving God. It's about understanding that the mistakes you make, God understands you. He understands you're not perfect. And I'm not here to give you a religious experience. I just happen to be a Christ follower, a very failed one. But that's okay. That's okay. See, I think the minute that we can convey this to the left, the more we will get these people over. They see us through a lens that we don't exist in. We look at ourselves and go, what are y'all talking about? I'm going to give you some examples in this segment, these next couple of segments, to show you how these people measure you when, in fact, they are the most vile people on the planet. They will kill a baby in a minute. They will kill you in a minute because you don't believe in their ideology. I don't even know where to start. You know, I guess we could begin with Assistant Secretary of Health Rachel Levine. And what she wants to do to your children in terms of their sexuality. Kids who have no clue of what their sexuality is are being exposed at an earlier age to the idea of transgenderism. And so these kids are as lost as last year's Easter eggs, and we are feeding into this stuff, creating suicidal people, a whole group of people who are more likely to commit suicide. Why? Because some adults said, make your sexuality decision at the age of 7. Anyway, here's Rachel Levine, I think is her real name, the transsexual woman who is now essentially looking at health in America.
So we really want to base our treatment and to affirm and to support and empower these youth, not to limit their participation in activities and sports, and even limit their ability to get gender affirmation treatment in their state.
I'm sure you caught that new term. Welcome back, folks. Gender affirmation treatment. Now, here's what I want you to understand. The person who's involved in health in this country is taking a group of people who is so small and saying we're going to make them our priority for health. See, I look at healthcare as from the federal government as what is for the general good of the nation. In other words, what do we universally want? I'll put it this way. We universally want vaccines, not and good ones. I'm not talking about Wu flu scams. We want there's a blanket type of health. For example, women need access to gynecological services. Men need help for, say, prostate issues. Things like this. Things that cross all barriers regardless of race, creed, sexuality, religious conviction, yada, yada, yada. But no, Joe Biden brings in people who are singularly focused on their specific needs. These are the most selfish people on the planet. Speaking of Rachel Levine, though, I went to go shopping for clothes for our son, for his school. And there was a guy in there, I'm not exaggerating this, he must have had 20 pairs of women's shoes and then some men's shoes. And Melissa looks over and says, "What do you think he's buying those shoes for?" I said, "I don't know." I said, "Maybe his girlfriend, his wife." And then we got up to check out. And he didn't look gay or cross-dresser, but he was obviously a cross-dresser. And I mean, after I overheard his conversation, and here's what he said. He goes, "Well, now, you know, at work, they don't frown upon. I can actually wear this stuff to work." So he's happy that he can come out and cross-dress now at work, and nobody can say anything or do. Which, by the way, he could have done it before. And what's funny to me is people like him think, well, nobody now looks at me like I'm weird. It's okay. It's acceptable. No, it's not. People think you're weird the same way they would have thought you were weird had you done it before. Now, if he wants to say, "I can't be fired for it," I can't. That's fine. I get it. I don't think you should be able to fire somebody because he wants to wear a dress to work or whatever. Now, if his job involves sales and representing your company, if he's your accountant, for example, and he's in a dungeon somewhere and he's never going to be seen or you don't care, fine. But if he's sales and he says, "I'm going to cross dress," and you say, "We have a policy that say this is what we want for sales. Our company is not represented by cross dressers or whatever," then so be it. You lose. Now, I know there are people out there who may disagree. "Well, Kevin, if he can be your accountant, why can't he be your salesperson?" Because you make a determination of where you want certain people. That's just how it works. Yeah, I want women selling and men selling. I don't know if you're gay or you're straight, but I don't want cross-dressing dudes. That would be my dress code for sales. My dress code for accounting is wear whatever, you know, if you want to cross-dress, fine. But in sales, you will wear the appropriate sales, you know, stuff. That would be it. And I know I'd end up in a lawsuit, which is the reason why I don't want to deal with corporate America. That's why I work for self. Anyway, getting back to this, gender affirmation treatments. Now we have a person who wants your children to make a decision about gender affirmation at a young age, and a person who's over health who says, "This is one of my priorities." Now, look, I don't have a dog. If I wouldn't legislate and say, "Hey, listen, I don't want kids not exploring their sexuality at whatever age." In other words, if there's a kid and he feels gay and he plays with dolls, I'm not going to legislate one way or the other. But what I'm not going to do is start getting, because I swear, I think this is the most jacked up generation of children that I've seen in my lifetime in terms of sexuality. I'm happy that it's openly looked at. What I'm sad about is that these kids don't understand it. They're not at an age to understand it. And we have people in the Biden administration who push this nonsense relentlessly. And they're not going to stop. I want to pivot for a second to a comment made by Kamala Harris. And it has to do with real estate, racism in real estate. Now, we may be able to talk about this more in the next segment as well. But I just, again, I'm showcasing the level of crazy that now exists in this country. And here's Kamala Harris talking about racism in real estate. We'll have a little bit of time to dissect it, and then we'll talk about it again in the next segment.
We are addressing systemic inequities in home ownership, which, of course, is an issue this organization has been fighting for years as integral to the civil rights movement. And as you know, it is because of a clear history of segregation, restrictive covenants, and redlining that long denied black homeowners the opportunity to take full advantage of the wealth-building power of home ownership. That inequity continues today in the home appraisal system. So I am proud that our administration, led by Secretary Marsha Fudge, is working to eliminate racial bias in home appraisals so that black and Latino families can fully realize the true value of their homes and pass that value to their children and grandchildren.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, this is the woman that will be president of the United States. She will be. I'm telling you right now, Joe Biden is not going to serve his full term. That woman is going to become president. A person, you want to talk about unelected bureaucrats. That is exactly who she is, an unelected bureaucrat. By the way, let me say this, an unelectable bureaucrat. Couldn't make it on her own. It was funny. I was talking to a young girl the other day. She's middle of the road. And I forget how we met through. She was I think she's a social media influencer and contacted me. And, you know, she asked me periodically, Kevin, can you help me spread the word on this or that? And I've done that. But here's what I'll tell you. She didn't know. I told her, I said something. She was like, Kevin, can you get me in touch with Kamala Harris's staff? And I'm like, what for? I don't keep up with those people. And she told me what she wants. And I went, something about the women's movement. I said, you want to use her as your beacon of hope for the women's movement? This is a woman that slept her way to the top. Do you know this girl did not know this? And she goes, what do you mean? I said, she got into politics because she was the secret lover of the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown. And I explained this to her. And she's like, Kevin, I didn't know that. And I'm going, wow. I don't know what these kids know, but I can tell you this. The information is not filtering down. What we think is common knowledge inside of the conservative movement doesn't leak out. This is the biggest complaint I have about some of these big name people. They got millions of dollars behind them. They push out, you know, making movies. They got rallies going and all this. They are not moving the needle and getting the word out to people like my friend Kimberly. What's up? Move the needle. But they don't. Anyway, I'm going to wait and go into this. I'm going to play this clip again in the next segment because this deserves so much dissecting of just how idiotic Kamala Harris and the leftists are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We are addressing systemic inequities in home ownership, which of course is an issue this organization has been fighting for years as integral to the civil rights movement. And as you know, it is because of a clear history of segregation, restrictive covenants, and redlining that long denied black homeowners the opportunity to take full advantage of the wealth-building power of home ownership. That inequity continues today in the home appraisal system. So I am proud that our administration, led by Secretary Marsha Fudge, is working to eliminate racial bias in home appraisals so that black and Latino families can fully realize the true value of their homes and pass that value to their children and grandchildren.
I began this segment with that same clip of Kamala Harris that we ended with. And here's what I want you to understand as you listen to that. This is a woman who will be the president of the United States by default sometime in the next couple of years. She will become the president of the United States. They talk about uniting, right? What is Kamala Harris doing? She's dividing the country. She's saying that in the year 2022, that racism is so pervasive. It's pervasive in the housing market. And like I said, racism everywhere. And you've heard this cry of the left the entire time. Racism everywhere. So I want to dissect, where does this racism occur? She says the systematic, this group who she's speaking with, I don't know who she's speaking to, but she says, thank you for addressing the systematic inequities in home ownership. So I'll ask you right now, folks, where can black people in America not live? Can somebody tell me? There may be places you don't want to live, but where can you not live? Is there a gated community that can discriminate against blacks? Is there a gated community in this country that doesn't have black superstars? Blacks of wealth. The only thing stopping blacks from living wherever they choose to live is money. Now, I'll ask you, are there any blacks in this country with money? Where does LeBron James live? Where does Oprah live? Where does Tiger live? Where does Denzel live? How many black folks do I need to list for you to understand there is nothing stopping black people from living wherever they want to live in this country? But here's what Kamala Harris goes on to talk about. The clear history of segregation, restrictive covenants, and redlining. Caused by whom? Who did all this? Who said blacks can't live here? Who redlined, segregated, restricted? You want to know where? Cities, big cities. Cities run by Democrats. That's who did it. Not only did they do it for that, they did it for schools. That is when they finally decided that they would allow us to learn. Do I need to remind you that the Republicans fought so that black people could learn? Do I need to remind you that the Democrats got the KKK to try to keep us from learning? It was illegal to teach a slave to read, and they still tried to enforce that covenant until the Republicans founded the Freedmen's Bureau, which allowed us to go to colleges. For those who are unaware, Republicans started all of the HBCUs. That is the historically black colleges and universities. They are the fathers of these colleges. The names that are on these colleges are after white Republican men. They don't want to tell you that. So this clear history of segregation, restrictive covenants, and redlining was done by her party. But Kamala Harris says it as if her party has no responsibility for it. And then she goes on to tell you what it did. It denied blacks the wealth-building power of home ownership, as if that doesn't exist today. But now she has to pivot. That inequity continues today in the appraisal system. Well, let's think about that for just a second. The appraisal system. So, in non-black neighborhoods, where they're, let's back up for just a second before I get into that. Let me ask you, how do you pick where you want to live? Because I know how I do it. We look at, is it safe? How are the schools? What are the politics of the region? What is the access of the things that we want to do as a family? Blah, blah, blah. You judge these things based on a lot of other, a lot of different things. And that's where you make your decision. Now, I'm going to put it to you this way. If you said to me, Kevin, you can live in a neighborhood that's got crappy schools, It's got gang violence. You getting to and from your home is running a gauntlet. There's no availability of shopping, grocery stores. You will not be able to go out to the park and walk your dog or play with the kids outside, etc. You want to live there? Short answer is no. And I'm sure it's the same for you. But, of course, Democrats will tell you that's racist. Now, I'm going to give you real-life scenarios here. So my Aunt Mary lived in what used to be a very nice black neighborhood in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we've been to her house many times. She had a fence, and you had to come through a gate to get through to get to her house. I mean, you could jump over it, but I'm just saying she had a gate. You couldn't just walk right up to her door. Her porch had a steel thing around it. And you could get through it, but it would take a minute for you to get through it. You couldn't just walk right up to her door and kick her door in. You had to get in through this metal gate, and then you got into her house. And my aunt kept a little pistol under her pillow, because one time somebody tried to break in through the back window, and she said, "I heard him, nephew, and I just had my little pistol ready, and I couldn't see, but I was just going to shoot in the direction." But she was ready. But here's my point. She and her husband bought this home in the 1950s and paid, you know, a couple thousand dollars, whatever, for it. And this was a low middle class home, nice neighborhood, black neighborhood. Andre Carson, congressman in Indiana, he lives about three blocks over in a gated community for millionaires. Now but he's in the hood, but it's a gated community that can see the freeway, you know, that has a view. It's up on the hill. And she's down in kind of a valley. So my Aunt Mary has this little house she bought for $2,000, she and her husband in the 50s. She got hit by an 18-wheeler, messed up her body, had to retire from her job, and didn't get a thing out of it. Today she would be a multimillionaire, but she didn't get anything out of it. But she was always satisfied with her life. Nice, quaint little home. You go inside, typical, you know, 100-year-old woman's home. They could still live in by herself, by the way, up until she was 102. But across the street, there's this nice house. These are three-bedroom, two-bath houses, probably, I'm going to guess, about 1,600 square feet. They're not huge, but they're not. And I'm telling you, these houses are nice little houses. And as I said, upscale little lower-income black community, but not impoverished by any means. So fast forward to the, you know, years 2000, you know, 2013, 14, whatever, right before my aunt would pass away. And we're talking about the houses, and she says, "Yeah, that one across the street, which is a nice little house. Kids playing out front." She said, "That house there," she said, "a developer, he bought that house and the house right next door to me to her left." She said, "He paid $7,000 for those houses." I said, "What?" She said, "Yeah, the house directly across the street looked like crap. But this guy's buying up the neighborhood for pennies on the dollar." Now, her house, if it were left to its own demise, or, you know, to its own, not demise, but to just normal growth, her house probably would have sold for $150,000, $170,000 in a white market. But because that neighborhood was a black neighborhood and it had all the crimes and things you can imagine going on, the houses that should be worth $150,000 to $180,000 are selling for $7,000. You could buy that house for the materials and make money. Just go get the copper out of it or get the furnace or whatever. I don't know. It's pathetic. And she's talking about it's real estate. No, it isn't. You know what the problem is in the black community? It's crime. The problem in the black community is there's no opportunity. There's no businesses that want to build there. There's no businesses that want to be there. To go to the little convenience stores that are in these neighborhoods, they look like my aunt's house. They have, you know, plexiglass up, etc. You tell the guy what you want, and he picks it from behind the counter and gives it to you. That's the reason there's these inequities. But Kamala Harris wants you to believe that it's the appraisal system that's doing it. No, it's not. It's Democrats doing it and black folks doing it to themselves. And they know this.
Let's go. putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.